This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the sports world is kind of getting hit with this, Mike, and I know I've made light of it a couple times with our discussions about it, but whenever the rest of the world kind of starts to take very serious precautions, or at least starts discussing them,
right,
should we as well? And Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting, according to Zach Lowe, the NBA has set a conference call with team owners, governors, for Wednesday afternoon to discuss the escalating coronavirus crisis and the next steps for teams. And we'll get into a little more of that here soon. Oh, man, yeah.
No, I have tickets for the 23rd of March. Or is it going to be a closed game?
It's weird to
think. Can I take a test of the coronavirus and prove that I don't have it so I can go to the game?
That's a good question. And it's weird to think that there are a bunch of people that are like with LeBron saying, I'm not going to play if we have empty arenas. I play for the fans. And then you're like, but hold on, what about the fans that are stuck at their house because they're being quarantined?
Can we play for them? I said one time when I was on the Nationals and we were playing the Florida Marlins in a day game and there was maybe 500 people there at the start of the game. I said, man, if you play for the fans, this is going to be a really tough game to play because nobody's here.
Wow, Mike. I like it, though. I appreciate that. Sometimes you play for yourself and you play for your fans, all right? That's what you do,
It
right?
does. It gives you a lot of energy
okay.
to have fans there. And for LeBron, think about LeBron's career. Now, I did go to a game with former Texas Ranger Ryan Dries. In LeBron's second season in the NBA, we went to a Mavs game, and it was easy to get tickets. It's amazing because me and Dries, big NBA fans, and we're excited. We're like, let's go see LeBron because we kind of came up in Cleveland. We knew about LeBron when he was in Akron, Ohio in high school. And let's go to the game. And we're like, man, this could be tough because we're thinking it's going to be like going to see Kobe at the time or like Jordan back in the day. And we're like, oh, wow, nobody seems to care about the Cleveland Cavaliers coming to town. But that being said, for most of LeBron's career, it has been high energy, playoff-like environment for most of his regular season games because everybody's so excited to see LeBron James. And so for him, I bet it would be really tough for his high school career the way it was, where a lot of his games were on ESPN, and then to go to the NBA and for almost every game to have this excitement in the air that LeBron is in the building, and for him to have to play a basketball game or games with nobody in the building. Like the Detroit Pistons would be like, yeah, that's our whole season.
Right, yeah.
But for for LeBron, he's like, I've never played without it being pretty much an exciting sellout crowd.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because it's always about him. We'll get to more of that in just a few minutes, but also we have Josh Jung coming up at 1:00. Josh Jung interview. Mike says this guy has the potential, but he is a superstar in Major League Baseball for the Texas Rangers. We'll do that coming up at 1:00. But right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip it in some gridiron gravy. And we start with Byron Jones. Now, I know a lot of people are like, I'm already moving on from Byron Jones.
Okay.
But whenever we suggested that he might end up being an Eagle, people were like, hold on, wait a minute, just a second. I'm not over Byron Jones. And then you start thinking of other teams that he could end up on. You're like, he's a really quality cornerback. Cornerback was trouble for the Jets last season, and they are interested in Byron Jones right now. They also have an interest in Panthers cornerback James Bradbury. But Byron Jones is one of those dudes. I think they just released Tremaine Johnson, who's coming off like his career worst. It's a career low 53 overall grade in 2019. He's never earned a single season higher than 80. And man, if you're looking around, Byron Jones is one of those guys that you're like, we could do that because we're moving on from this guy.
You know what's kind of sad about this is Byron Jones might be better as another player on another team. Because just when I look at some of the defensive players that have left the Cowboys, not all of them, but some of them, when you look at the Chiefs, I'm not saying they had an awesome defense, but they took Wilson and Hitchens from our linebacker crew, and they were all right. They were pretty good. Like, we thought, oh, they're just backups or a bad starter, and they ended up being a little bit better than that. And so when you look at Byron Jones, there's a chance that he becomes better with another team. And then what also makes it kind of frustrating as a Cowboys fan, I'm sure you have the frustrations here, is I think that Malik Collins is going to kind of be wanted in the NFL. Byron Jones is definitely wanted. Most teams that have cornerback issues that have some money to spend are going to really want Byron Jones. Some teams are going to say, hey, we think Malik Collins can be a really solid producer in our system. We had Malik Collins. We had Byron Jones, and we had a really bad defense.
I will say Malik Collins for cheap was fine because you got him for, what, a third-round draft pick?
But I think somebody's going to give him like $7, $8 million a year the way that they gave Hitchens.
I don't think he's worth $7, $8 million for
me. But did we think – nobody thought Hitchens was worth that either.
I did, but that was personal. Like, I had an affinity for Anthony Hitchens. Yeah. So
He did get away with the holding to give us a playoff win. One of the two playoff wins we've had in 20 years was because Hitchens got away with a hold.
I thought with the Cowboys, they saw, and, you know, obviously Vander Esch, they were excited about him. They were excited about, you know, the future, what they were doing at linebacker with Jalen Smith. So they felt like they could make that move and not pay this guy. But I see what you're saying. And we've seen this happen tons of times. Guys go off and have better careers. I mean, look at Terrence Newman. He continued to have like a 58-year career after he left the Cowboys, and they just got a little bit better.
I thought Carr got better after he left here.
Carr, that 1 year, definitely got better than whenever he was here. So hopefully coaching makes things better this year.
Yeah. But, you know what the other thing I have to bring up is I bet that every team – the fans are harder on their cornerbacks than the cornerbacks you're not watching every single play. It's probably tough to be a great cornerback for your own fans because we see every play. And so you're going to give up yards. I mean, quarterbacks are throwing for 250 to 300 yards a game on average now, which means somebody's catching something. So Byron Jones, some of the traits that we see that we don't like, other teams are like, have you seen our cornerbacks? And we're like, no, we see Philadelphia play in the two games against us, and we probably watch three or four other of their games closely throughout the season, and that's it. So we don't see every rep.
And there are usually like three really great cornerbacks a year, right? Like that are forcing turnovers, that are just shut down guys. Every time you look at the opponent's stats, you're like, Julio Jones only had 15 yards against this guy for two catches? Wow, that's amazing. So, yeah, you're right about that. There aren't that many, but there are a bunch of bad ones. That's where I think that Byron Jones, you're going, you don't know what you had until it's gone. But for the money, could they do it? I don't know.
It's going to be weird if they let Byron Jones go and then go sign Chris Harris to like a $12 million.
A year. $3 million, like, and couldn't get that guy?
It'll be interesting if that's what they feel. Like, no, Byron Jones is not as good as Chris Harris. Or if he's as good as Chris Harris, then we want the same money, and Byron's probably going to get paid a little bit more because of his age.
Byron's people have to know that there's another team right now that's ready. Like, that, they just have to know.
Five of them.
Yeah, there might be more than that. Former NFL tight end Daniel Fells announced his retirement in 2016 after needing 8 surgeries in 2015 because of MRSA. And we've talked about this a number of times on the KNC Masterpiece. Fells is now speaking out and detailing just how bad it was. He said the doctors said, if this doesn't work, we're going to have to either amputate and hopefully it's not too late. It was getting darker and darker. It went from 102... 103, 104, and then the thermometer was showing error. I was off the charts with my fever. They were trying to get the infection under control day after day, trying different antibiotics to kill the MRSA.
What is MRSA?
It's an infection. It's an infection. It's MRSA. Hold on. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's an infection. It's like a staph infection. And it's bad. Methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. So it's a staph infection that just, I think there was, am I wrong about Alex Smith had a little bit, was affected by this too?
Okay.
And like, it's bad, dude. It gets really bad. And he thought he was going to have to amputate his leg.
Yikes.
And that, I mean, that killed his career. Like, he was done. His career was done there. So that's a really frightening moment for him. The Rams unveiled their new logo. Mike, yeah. Have you seen the Rams' new logo?
Yeah, it's bad.
What was wrong with the old logo for the Rams?
Nothing.
Why did they feel like they had to change the logo to this? Because it looks like a wave.
Their helmet, I really like their helmet. I do like them more in yellow and blue than I do in the white and blue that they've gone to. Like, they go to, you know, they're navy and white more than they are kind of blue and gold, which I get that. You know, you change your colors up a little bit, but I don't get the Ram logo was a really good logo. I don't know why they have to change it to something that looks so bad. As somebody put it on Twitter, it looks like they didn't have the rights from the NFL and they were doing a movie on like the LA Rams, so they had to come up with a different logo and then maybe change it to like the LA Wave or something like that. And that's what it kind of looks like. It's like they're trying to produce almost like, instead of it being a Ram, they're producing like a wave because we're in LA, we're near the beach, but it's like, you're the Rams.
Yeah, just be the Rams.
Be the Rams. Rams is a great team name. It's a great logo. It's,
Ram it.
You're good. Yeah. You're good.
It looks like an LA Fitness like logo.
Yeah, it does. It looks. It just doesn't look right. I don't like it at all. But
that's how you spell it.
Did you ever have a logo change while you were playing baseball and you were like, I didn't like that? Or did you ever want a logo changed?
No. The Rangers, when I was there, had a lot of black in there. Not that we had black uniforms, but if you remember, we had like black jackets and like that wasn't a lot.
I remember that.
And then with the Washington Nationals in 07 was the last year that they used a lot of the DC logo. They wanted to go away from DC logos and go more to the W. And so they wanted to really try to eliminate the DC from their deal. Now, they didn't go to a brand new logo. They just eliminated something what they had for the most part. But that's all I can come up with.
Did you ever care, though? Or are you just like, I just want to wear my hat?
I mean, sometimes you look at things and you're like, I don't like it. It's ugly. But I'm trying to think with the teams that I had. Now, I will say this was also getting rid of something, which a lot of people agree with, is Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
I think Chief Wahoo's my opinion. I love Chief Wahoo. I think it's really cool. I can see how it offends people and why they needed to get rid of it. So I'm not defending it and saying you need to get rid of it. I think as a child, that's a really cool logo. You're not knowing that that's offensive at all. You just think that's a cartoon and it looks really cool. And it's cool looking on a hat.
But there's a lot more that goes into it.
Right.
The last thing here, Saturday's Seattle Dragons-Houston Roughnecks game, according to the XFL, should not have ended as it did. Replays showed clearly that the knee of Houston quarterback P.J. Walker touched the field, rendering him down, and the fourth down play officially completed. Yada, 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 all sorts of other stuff. Essentially, the guy who was the referee at the time has been reassigned. Mike?
To what league?
I don't know. It doesn't say what he's been reassigned to.
To the NFL. He will now call the NFC Championship game.
Do you wish the NFL would do this? We're relegating referees that screw up.
It would be tough because you'd start relegating more than what you have available. But I do think that they should be held to a higher standard, at times be suspended, at times be fined for what they do. And it just seems like they can be untouchable and they know it. And then that's when you get really bad situations on your hand and really bad calls, is because they start leaning towards another team because they're really mad at what a coach did or what a player did. And then there's not repercussions for that, so they're able to keep doing it.